This story's, it's very serious, okay? But everyone freaked out over the headline. Quadruple amputee cornhole player. Why is George's shoulders quivering?
It's not
right
audible.
Now?
It's not audible.
Has been arrested for shooting and killing a man during an argument. Okay, just stop right there.
Right, is that it?
Quadruple amputee shot and killed a man during an argument. This is a person with no hands, no arms below the elbow.
Well, he's got attachments, clearly. If he plays cornhole and he can fire a gun.
No. You watch him playing cornhole, he throws it with nubs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, shoots and kills a guy during an argument, allegedly.
And they're...
While driving.
How does he drive?
While driving.
Now, there he's got to be using lots of attachments to hit the gas pedal and shift and...
Stop
right?
accusing people with nubs of always having attachments.
Well, how else could they drive and shoot somebody at the same time?
And only play Jesus knows.
Go added to a cornhole tournament.
Well, if you're the defense lawyer, aren't you going to be using that? This just sounds too implausible.
There's no way. There's my just... client.
And then there were two witnesses that were riding in the car when this happened. The accused is Dayton Weber, a 27-year-old highly ranked cornhole player who was
who
was quite the inspirational story before this all came out, fatally shooting 27-year-old Bradrick Wells, and there were two other people in the car. So when these two witnesses that were picked up by Dayton Weber driving the car, I guess they were all friends. When the quad amp comes along in the Buick LeSabre telling you to get in, don't
catch
you go
the next ride.
Anyway, they picked up these two witnesses. The victim was already in the front passenger seat at the time, still alive, but an argument breaks out as they're driving, and that's when the quad amp pulls out the gun and shoots the guy in the driver's seat. And so the witnesses are freaking out, and the Dayton Weber pulls the vehicle over and asks the witnesses in the back, say, hey, get this guy out of the car. They refuse to do that. They get out of the car themselves and flag down someone and call an officer. And then Weber drives off with the victim still inside the car. And then around 12:41 in the morning, they discovered the victim's body on the side of the road, and then a little bit farther down the road, they find the cornhole player's vehicle abandoned there, and then the cornhole player is in the hospital getting treated for amputee. Or no, just getting treated for something or another. I guess somehow they got injured. Probably a car accident because they were driving with nubs.
Maybe he's able to drive using a series of eye blinks.
What?
Like, yeah. You can operate a wheelchair like that.
Like Stephen Hawking.
Operate a LeSabre like that.
But he can move it. Well, the LeSabre's a little bit of an added detail. That's not a confirmed vehicle in this story. But yeah, there are videos of this amputee cornhole guy shooting rifles and handguns.
Damn.
He's put that out on social media.
Does he have a string in his teeth that's attached to the trigger?
No, and no.
He doesn't
yank it like a pit bull.
If this quadruple amputee is able to drive, be a nationally ranked cornhole player, and shoot guns, he's one of our finest, except for the murder stuff.
The whole murder thing.
Except for the murder stuff.
It's over now.
Yes.